Right, so it's commonly believed that having had your own experiences, you become more intuitive to the stories of others and helping others tell their stories. They say everyone is born with a best-selling story within. And we speak now to Nesrine Viriava, who is an author, a book coach, and a South African residing in Turkey for the last 9 years, about using writing as an avenue of expression, writing and storytelling. Nesrine, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah so much for having me.
Now, you're a firm believer in everyone is born with a best-selling story to tell. Does this mean that everyone should write a book?
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about it logically, we all come with a predetermined, future when we are born. Allah gives us that. So that's exactly what I mean when I say that everybody is born with a best-selling story within. But no, I'm not saying that this has to be the case, that you have to write a book and you have to publish it. But now that I'm an author coach, I am seeing an increase in the number of people who want to write about their lives and their experiences. So it's really up to the individual, but there is an increasing trend going that way.
Now, what are some of the reasons authors give you for wanting to tell their own stories, and do you find these reasons plausible?
Sometimes authors believe that their lives and experiences are worth sharing from purely an intellect angle. They believe that they've lived a novel story of some sort, and there are readers who would be interested in reading their stories, and that's great. Then there are some authors who are coming out of bad experiences, particularly women I'm seeing at this point in time, and they have a need to share their stories. In this case, they believe it would heal them, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's even about revenge. How, you may ask? Well, if the story becomes profitable, then they've made enough money from it, and that's revenge enough now, wouldn't it be? Then there are others who want to use the human angle, and that is that they believe that they have learned lessons that they are willing to share with others, and in doing so, help others in similar situations out of, bad situations. And then, of course, there's the last group that I deal with, who are entrepreneurs, who want to turn their stories into books that will leverage additional income. They look at it from a purely business perspective, and it becomes a business card, so to speak. As an author coach, I reserve judgment about plausibility because my sole focus is to help them achieve their goals. But when I feel the need, then I advise them and guide them into responsible storytelling that protects those that are involved, their privacy. And I watch that they don't compromise their dignity, because I believe in the power of the pen. I believe it can be healing. But I also believe that we need to use that tastefully and responsibly.
Now, many say that writing is beneficial to mental and emotional health. How so?
Well, I think that... If you're not using it for publishing per se, then I go as far as to endorse it, because you don't have to be a published author to reap the benefits from writing. Journal writing is a perfectly healthy and fun way to express your thoughts and feelings without having to aid publicly. Because if you think about it logically, the journal is your best friend who never tires of listening to you complain. It never ever tells on you. You can be downright honest with your journal, and your journal is not going to tell anybody about it. You can be as rude as you like in your journal, and nobody's going to read it or be offended by it. Your journal is certainly never offended by it. It's a rather tolerant friend, your journal. You can be as angry as you like, and the journal will neither stop you or judge you. The journal absorbs all your negative energy and gives you an outlet to vent and helps you find solutions to your problems. And in my book, if you compare that to the cost of tens of thousands of rands you would spend on a therapist, you could actually get that kind of problem solving in a journal that costs a couple of rands, and that's a hands-down winner. Then there are those authors who prefer not to write, you know, long journals. They can use cartooning and drawing to vent their feelings. It's also a form of journaling. And if I had to talk about it from a personal perspective, I use it quite often as well. I like to color in books, and I like to decorate my journal with that. And that is beneficial for my health when I have issues and I need to solve problems. So, yes, authors and the general public can use journaling as a form of mental healing and health benefits without needing to be published authors.
All right. Shukran so much for your time this morning, Nazreen. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.